Today we're preaching about the adulteress, but not the way you think. It's going to be a fun one. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ Eshelman. Good to be with you once again. This is episode 312 for those of you keeping track. Let's get into it. Let's actually start with a little bit of prayer because I think we're going to need it today. Father God, we acknowledge that we are fallen people that constantly need your refreshing, that you change the character, the very nature of us through Jesus. And we do acknowledge that, but we also ask it. We want to recognize that we have shortfalls in our lives, the shortcomings, those missing the marks, those sins. And Father, we ask today that those be swept away the only way possible, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. We love you for that. That is a sacrifice that we could never even hope to understand, or a process we could never really truly comprehend while here on the earth. But we acknowledge it, and we love you for it. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. How about some smile time before the heavy time? It's not going to be that bad. But there is a great message here today, and I do hope you stick around for it. Somebody out there is going to be transformed today. I have that faith and that confidence. All right. I've got my virtual highlighter ready to go. Proverbs 7, Modern English Version. Always an entertaining chapter, but let's do this. My son, keep my words, lay up my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live. My teaching is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So again, we have the common beginning admonition here. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman. That they may keep you from the immoral woman. I just realized I should be actually doing these in blue. Apologies. I'm so consistent in my inconsistency. So the reason for that is that we are saying, okay, say to wisdom, you're my sister, call understanding your kinswoman. So these are female traits we're calling out here. So what's the effect of that? And keep you from the immoral woman. Now, why is that? And any of you who have like an older sister, you'll know what I'm talking about here. That there's a, I don't want to call it protectionist, but they are able to spot things that you might not, that sort of thing. And will be more able to pass on that information to you, I guess you could say, but also kind of head things off at the pass in a lot of kind of ways. But it's also an orientation that you have when you have those kind of wisdom and understanding being that close to you. And it affects you. Keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For For at the window of my house, I looked through the casement and saw among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. As he went the way to her house in the twilight in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him, with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet do not abide in her house, which is a euphemism we've not really explored much of, but basically is kind of a notion of this is a pattern in her life. This is not whenever she has the opportunity, she's not staying at home, not staying faithful, in other words. Now she is without, now in the streets, lies in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said to him, "I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows." It's a different translation there. "Therefore I came out to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. Perfume my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon." Okay, there's not really any ambiguity about what she's offering here, what she's intending for. Cutting right to the chase, a little bit of a game about it, but I think I explained that in a prior episode, and I can reiterate here that this is a game to make him feel valuable, like "I came out to meet you," that sort of thing. And to diligently seek your face. And I have found you. So this is something where that's her mission is with this. But this part is really not to be missed either. She's saying that she is okay to do this because she's, paid for it. And let's just take a moment here. And I just want to be honest with you and have you be honest with yourself. Do you see in your life a notion of this happening in terms of you paying for salvation, I guess you could say, or making a penance, or making it to where you are trying to appease what you are trying to pre-buy, mistakes? Is this used to be in the Catholic Church, there was a time frame where this was called doing an indulgence, where it's just like, well, if you give enough to the church, then you got a free pass, you can do what you need to, you're still going to get into heaven. Because I guess we said so. I have genuinely never understood how anyone can read the Bible and take that conclusion, except to say that they're probably trying to keep people from reading the Bible and just preaching at them, which is, exactly why I don't do that and have multiple translations. I want this to be something where you understand that we cannot just buy our way in. You cannot just say, you can't, to put it in the literal sense, you can't say, I've read my Bible every day, or I watch DJ every day, and so I think I'm okay. It doesn't work that way. There's no buying your way in. There's no earning your way in. There's only your character being compatible. There's only your character being compatible. And I get so tired of the simplistic way of trying to explain it, like behavior matters. And let me just say this. If you're This is going to be profound, and I know some people are probably going to be upset by it, and I want them to be. But if you think that your actions will not be able to get you into heaven, in other words, you can't earn your way in, what makes you think you can spend your way out? In other words, what is it about this that makes you think to yourself, okay, well, I'm trying to think how to explain this. Sorry. It was there and then it kind of left. But the notion of there's only one action you can take truly to be into heaven. And it has nothing to do with earning it. It has everything to do with actually letting Jesus transform your character. That's all you can do. There's no other way around this. And so when it comes to this, when you have someone like this seductress, this adulteress, that's basically trying to say, no, it's fine. I've done what I need to do. We're covered. I have my peace offerings with me. I've come out to pay my vows. I came to meet you because of that. You know, this is something where this is the kind of the way we treat our relationship with God. Sometimes this is like, no, I did the right things. No, I'm a quote unquote good person or whatever because of the things that I've done, or, I gave every Sunday or even sometimes we need to say, no, I gave above and beyond. I didn't do just a tithe. I went above and beyond that. And hear me, that's great. But it's an empty tithe if you think that's what's going to get you into heaven, or I think you're going to somehow earn your way to influencing that or influencing anything about the church even. That's not the way this works. The truth is that if you have those thoughts, then you are no better than this adulteress. And yeah, I'm saying that. That's right. Come at me. Just like you cannot buy your way in, you cannot spend your way out. You cannot do things, your actions are not tied to this. That's another way to say this, that your actions or your inactions are not tied to this. Your character is what makes you compatible with heaven. If you have things you've done in your life, okay. But that's, if you're repentant, that's not just saying the words, that's actually changing your character to be compatible with heaven. Heaven cannot have people that are of ill character. Heaven cannot have people that still have sin in their lives. It's not possible. So you need to have this attitude and not be like this adulteress thinking, oh, I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll say these words. I'll say the magic words, the magic pill or whatever. Wake up call. It doesn't work that way. The only thing you can do is be humble. The only thing you can do is actually let Jesus change your life. Getting fired up about this because it's just so clear that we get it twisted so often. And there's somebody out there. I wouldn't have been convicted like this if there wasn't somebody out there that needs to hear that there's no way you can earn your way in. There's nothing you can do right. There's nothing you can do wrong. All you can do is be humble and accept that you are a fallen person, just like the rest of us, and only the blood of Jesus will cover that. Shame doesn't play into it. The way you did things before doesn't play into it. The way you do things afterwards won't play into it. It's only that humility and that change of character. Mic drop. I love you guys. Honestly, I'm DJ. I'm your friend. I'm just telling you this because I can't stand to see so much bad religion still out there. It's not about that. All right, let's read more about this horrible person. All right, so I deck my bed. I perfume my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love till the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. Yeah, love, sure, whatever. That's not what she's saying. Here's the key. For my husband is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and he will come home at the day appointed. So this is no better or no different than when someone tries to convince you that doing something is okay because of X. They're justified because of this. But she is trying to make it like he won't be have any consequences. The ironic thing about this is it's very clear that he is being this young man is being used for a purpose, and this is not any kind of relationship. And if it were a, let's be honest, if it were a, not a young man, if it was an older, more of a seasoned adult, no way, you know, it's just like that whole like, yeah, no, we're not going to be taken in by this. But so she targets a young man for this reason, to make him feel so complimented that all this kind of stuff. But she entices him with this notion of, oh, well, it's not like we're going to be caught. My husband's long gone and he's not going to be back for a long time. In other words, this is also a notion of, you can take his place. You can be better than him. It's that whole thing. So for 21 here, with her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she seduced him. He went after her straight away, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, until a dart struck through his lever. I think this is also a deer in other translations, but anyway. As a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know what it would cost him his life. Listen to me now, therefore, all children, and attend the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not go astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded, and many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death. It's for those of you that have followed me for any length of time, you know that I probably think in music and movie quotes more than anything. There was a Christian metal band in the late 80s, early 90s. And that I won't, you know, the Deliverance was the name of the band. And they got into this verse of Proverbs. Actually, I would say that's one of the bands that actually inspired me to do the musical little things that we've done with this so far. I'll have to share the one with this one as well. But it's... It's one of those things where, yes, we read this and it's easy for us to pass things over as out. No, this doesn't apply to me. I'm not a young man. I don't have to worry about this. But I think it's here for a reason, not just for young men. Like I was saying before, it really does. It's one of those things where we need to know that this is much a representation of the world as we see in the very beginning. Just as wisdom and understanding are seen as female characters, we also can see that this worldly seductress who flatters . Let me ask you something. Do you have a device that you interact with every day that gives you words? Do you have something in your hand, even right now, that flatters you, that may be subtly seducing you away from what God would have for you today? I'm not saying to throw it out. Quite the opposite. Actually, what I'm telling you is to do exactly as it's suggested here. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your kinswoman. So they may keep you from that. In other words, it's not like you need to throw it away and do whatever and feel that will somehow cover you. I mean, you might need to take a fast. You might need to take some time away. And I'm here for it, and I'm here to support you in whatever we need to do with that. But learning how to be powerful, more powerful than it, to know that everything needs to be tested. It drives me crazy right now sometimes to see just how much people are allowing themselves to be led astray in thinking that they need to have worldly concerns. The rhetoric that something is horribly wrong and that we're, you know, inches away from doom is so constant and annoying. But that's basically what we're seeing on these little devices all the time, isn't it? We're seeing constantly that, and it doesn't matter where you sit, like politically or whatever, both are saying the same things. Do you think maybe that has a purpose to it? Do you think maybe that has some sort of a calling for you to somehow feel you have earned your way by clicking that little like button? That's why I appreciate it when people do that with the videos. I appreciate the likes and things like that. It's a good indicator sometimes of when messages are resonating or not. I will be honest with you. I'm not really good about going back and trying to track down exactly what I said that caused a like on one video and what didn't on another. I'm not really good at that. I do see that there's sometimes people will leave comments on things like that and that, oh yeah, that was a good point. Or yeah, that inspired me. Or, you know, have you considered this instead? That's great. But that doesn't earn you anything with me. It doesn't earn you anything with God. And so we need to recognize that we're being kind of programmed to respond. And that programming is meant to place us in a position of being seduced. Both for those that are saying the words and those that are responding to the words. It's kind of a Dutch door? Is that what the ones are called? Swinging out, man, whatever. You know what I mean. The honest truth is we need to be people of character. And so we need to have that humility and that call to wisdom and understanding. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. So anyway, that's just a thought. Whether that looks like, and maybe sometime we can get into practical details about that. But I will tell you that for a lot of what I've done with the little thing, this thing here, is to put limits on it, like where it'll alert me if I've been on too long, or I'll set like daily limits of how much time I can be on things like, you know, whatever app like Facebook or whatever. I'll set a limit on that. So it'll alert me. It's like, you've been on for more than a half hour. We're going to shut off for the day. You can literally do that. That's use the technology to your favor. But doing that kind of trained me to be more succinct about my interactions. Honestly, I don't even want Facebook on my phone, but I'm part of so many groups that have it as part of it. And so I've trained myself not to scroll the feed. I just go directly to the little shortcut for the groups and go to those groups. I don't even bother with the feed a lot of the time. Now, sometimes I do, and I usually regret it. So it's about training yourself to find the value in things and being the master over it instead of letting it master you and seduce you into, you know, being part of a behavior program. Speaking of a behavior program, no, I'm kidding. the reality is, I like I said, I appreciate likes and things like that, but really what is helpful to me is when people are convicted enough of a message that they're sharing it. So with that, I'll say be blessed by the best, then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
While I was at the window of my house, looking through the curtain, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was at twilight in the evening, as deep darkness fell, the woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. She whispered promises of pleasure in his eager, untested ear. Her words like honey, sweet and smooth, her intent not sincere. She led him away from the street and down a shadowy lane. Forgetting wisdom, he followed, drawn by desire's chain. Stay away from her seduction. Cling to wisdom strong and clear. Don't let her charm ensnare your heart. Heed the voice of what you hold. Temptation's nectar, her eyes a dangerous gleam. Captivated by her allure, he fell into the dream. Her voice like a siren's call, drawing him near. A web of deception spun tight as he discarded his. Surely prove. Listen now, my children, hear this tale with care. The house of the seductress leads to depths of despair. Her track is a swift descent to the chambers of death, where many strong have fallen, robbed of life's breath. Turn from the road that leads to her door, for those who enter seldom return anymore. With persuasive words, she lured him in. With smooth talk, she led him astray. Like an ox going to the slaughterhouse, unaware as he made his way. An arrow through his heart, a fatal dart, so the path of folly is paved. He didn't know it would cost him life. By her hands he was enslaved. Surely prove.